Shalom to all of our Choshevim members of the Siakov family. We are standing now at the gate of Tafshin Pei Hei. This is a time of the year where the children in kindergarten sing about tshuva, the Yahadus teachers speak about the topic, and we all start to think about preparations for Yontev and about tshuva. A word that almost became a cliché. What stands between us and tshuva? I'd like to explore this question. I have a few ideas. I'll start with a story. A Talmid of the Noda Be'Yehuda, Rav Yecheskel Landau, 1713, converted to Christianity and became a priest. How is that possible? Rav Yecheskel Landau met with a student and asked him, "What happened? How could such a thing happen to you?" And here is the story of the Talmid. One Pesach, he ate by a family in the city. Apparently, he could not afford to go home for the Yontev. And it wasn't given in that time that you could travel back home. So he stayed in the city and he ate with the family. The lady served a dish to the table, sort of a pie, and they found a kernel of wheat. Of course, they panicked, and they asked the boy to approach the Rav and ask him, what is the halacha? What is the din? The Rav said, I could barely give a heter to use it, only on the condition that the family is very poor and they do not have other food. Which of course was not the case. So on the way back, the boy was very hungry and he took a little pinch from the pie and he ate it and he just could not contain himself. And every step he took, he continued to eating from the pie. Slowly, slowly, he ate the whole thing. He was so embarrassed when he returned home that he told them, the Rav said it's chometz, so I threw it away. After this ordeal, the busha was so immense that he ran away and he didn't know what to do with himself. So he turned to the church, converted to Christianity, eventually became a priest. This is a very extreme case. The boy felt so lost and so bad and he took such a horrible step. It's very extreme. But we sometimes feel that we did something so bad and we went so far away that really, really we cannot correct it and everything is lost, instead of taking the opportunity to do tshuva and correct what we did. It's the tefillah, it's like the tefillah that we say, Hafer Satan milifaneinu umeachoreinu. I understand what the Satan in front of us is. That's the Satan that tempts us to do bad things, to make bad mistakes. But what is the Satan behind us do? What's his job? The Satan behind us tells us, you are so bad, you are so lost, there is no chance to do tshuva, there is no chance to correct, you are a bad person, and that's it. Case finished. There is another point, some similar to it a little bit. Sometimes we forget how important we are. We are, each one of us, as Klal Yisrael, as an individual. There's a story for that too. An Israeli boy who finished the army did what many of them do, and he went to tour the world. He came to Africa, and he was facing a very primitive tribe, and they were all chanting something, and he was listening very carefully, and he heard that they were saying, you chosen nation, you chosen nation. He said, what in the world are they saying? We are the chosen nation. What does the African tribe know that I don't? He was so surprised with what he was hearing. He decided to go back to Eretz Yisrael and eventually went to a yeshiva and found out why we are the chosen nation, the Torah that we have. He learned Torah. Eventually, he became a Choshev Rav. So when we realize our importance, that encourages us to get close to Hashem. Another point. Nowadays, we are even more distracted than ever. We are so busy between our homes, our jobs, the social situation around us, the world situation. We don't have a minute to think. And the technology keeps us so busy. Some people spend hours a day on social media. We do not know how to focus anymore. We have a very hard time to concentrate. So maybe this is why we cannot really focus on our thoughts about Rosh Hashanah, concentrate enough to take the next step. But maybe something else. When I grew up, I was very fortunate to have grandparents, which was not the case at that time. I believe I was the only girl in class who had grandparents. But unfortunately, I did not communicate much with them and did not take advantage of the fact that I had grandparents because they spoke Yiddish and I spoke Ivrit. So there were very few things I remember from what they told us. One of the things my grandfather told me, that in Europe, they said, in Elul, even the fish in the water shiver. Nowadays, we have a hard time coping with such an attitude because it puts a tremendous fear in us, maybe even anxiety. And we have a hard time with this kind of emotions. There's plenty of anxiety without it. We should work on changing our thought process and look at the concept of tshuva as a gift from Hashem, as an opportunity to start a new page, a clean page, a new account, rather than focus on how scary it is, how much responsibility it carries. I don't remember in my entire life a year that Klal Yisrael needed so badly to get close to Hashem. I do not remember a year that Am Yisrael needs Nisim as much as this year. We need so much chesed from Hashem and so much help. The tefillah that we say, Tichle shana v'kililoteha, let the year with its curses end. Tachel shana u'birchoteha, may the year with blessings begin, is the most appropriate tefillah nowadays. I try to make an acronym for the word Tavshin Pehe, and I'm sure people will find wonderful, wonderful ideas. I did not come up with earth-shattering acronym, but I said to myself, Tavshin Pehe, Tavi Shalom Po Hayom. Please, Hashem, bring peace to the world, because we need Rachamei Shamayim, and we really need to get close to Hashem and plead with him for all those things, for chasadim, for rachmones, and for nisim. May we all have a ksiva v'chasima tova, a very good, sweet year.